Anti-government protesters have demanded the resignation of Ukraine's interior minister after an opposition journalist was badly beaten by attackers. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports.
Hundreds marched towards Ukraine's interior ministry in the capital Kiev, throwing chains in front of the building. They hold pictures of journalist Tatyana Chernovol's badly bruised face. Activist Natalia Sokolenko says the attack against the journalist was not an isolated incident. At least 51 journalists have suffered over the past month, she says, and the interior minister is personally responsible for that. His men are supposed to ensure public order. In her first extended interview from her hospital bed, the 34-year-old investigative journalist Chernovol said she was attacked Tuesday by several men, just hours after publishing pictures of the interior minister's home. Before being beaten, I had filmed the interior minister's residence and the residence of the Ukrainian prosecutor general, and I think that this car started to chase me after I left the prosecutor's place, she says. And then some time ago I discovered that the Ukrainian president also has another residence, not the one we know about, but another, more luxurious one. She has been known for exposing the wealthy lifestyle of Ukraine's leadership at a time of economic crisis in the former Soviet nation. The attack has restored passion to pro-EU protests, which have continued more than a month after the government refused to establish closer ties with the European Union, turning instead to neighboring Russia. Pro-EU demonstrators have been occupying central Kiev, but their number have been falling since Russia began transferring part of a $15 billion bailout. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.